Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's your host, Sam Crowley, founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. We would love to have you on our mailing list. How about that? Coming right out of the gates, 10 seconds into the show. Get on the mailing list. But hey, no joke, I'm sending emails every single day. Motivational, inspirational, opportunities to do some really cool stuff just on your journey to Saturday. Whatever that means to you, keep you inspired and empowered all the way through. So make sure you head on over to EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Put in your name and email. I'll send you a copy of my brand new audio called The Power of a Dream if you don't have that yet. Very cool. And hey, we'll be email buddies. All right. So today, man, I am getting a late start on the show. It is 6:30 p.m. I typically record my show late morning, early afternoon, but I've been in a dungeon all day doing work. Could it be that Sam Crowley actually put in a full day's work? No. Maybe more work than usual. I'll tell you what I've been doing today because I think it's going to really give you perspective of what it means to be an entrepreneur. Do you have days where you feel like you just worked yourself to the bone? And that could be literally just being online. I mean, I don't want to take away from anybody that actually stares at a computer all day like I do on occasion. You don't have to swing a sledgehammer to put in a full day's work. But whatever that means to you, you ever feel like, boy, I did a lot today. Sowed a lot of seeds is what I did today, okay? I sowed a lot of seeds because when you ain't seeing necessarily that instant gratification, you got to have something to hang your hat on. And we talk about sowing seeds and not ripping them out of the soil before they mature, but just sowing those seeds. Today, man, I sowed a lot of seeds. So let me tell you what I've been doing. You're probably going to have to get your geek on to be able to relate to some of this stuff I'm talking about. Keyword research, building landing pages, all that unsexy stuff that we need to do as internet marketers. But relate this back to what you do. If you're a cook, if you're a lawyer, if you're a mortgage broker, a real estate agent, a veterinarian, I'm literally thinking of people that have hit me up on Twitter and sent me emails of different professions that they do. Whatever it is, man, some of those days you're going to do work and the cash register is not going to ring. If you own a restaurant, maybe you have your inventory day, or maybe you got to get in like I used to have to get in at the old queue. Quiznos, Tuesdays was inventory day. When the truck, he had a key to the back door of my Quiznos, and they would come around about 5 in the morning, and they would stack up all the stuff in the freezer. I'm talking all the meats and the soups. And can I share a story about how broccoli soup was made? God, I shouldn't do this. My wife is still disgusted by it. When we had the broccoli soup, oh, God, it's not that bad, I guess. Hey, by the way, did you check out Road Trip? I was telling you, don't ever send your food back. Tom Green and Road Trip, when he was a waiter. When I owned the Quiznos, Tuesdays was inventory day. I'll get to the broccoli soup store in a minute. But when I would get in, I'd get in about 9 o'clock in the morning. Store opened up at 11. And as soon as the store opened, God, I remember like it's just training. It's training. I mean, it's just ingrained in your head. You know, get the soups on, whatever that is, man. Police academy. I'm not equating being a policeman to making subs, but I'm just saying it's you fall back to your training. So when I was going through my militant type training through Q school is what they called it. First thing you do, you get the soups on. I remember Jamie, my manager. Remember the guy that couldn't say the R's. I had got to head over to Quoga so I can get the meatball subs, boss. Okay. So he would say, got to get the soups on, boss. Got to get the soups on. I'm like, okay, let's get the soup started because it takes like an hour and a half. Got to stir them and get them heated up and blah, blah, blah. So on inventory day, while the soups were on, I would be unpacking the all the meats that went on the subs. All the breads came in frozen. It was, oh, my God, I remember this stuff. It's just, it was so much work. And I had my black Quiznos polo on with the multicolored Q on the over the left breast there. And I had my visor securely planted on my head, black visor with the same multicolored Q. Had my tan khakis that I got like seven of them at Kohl's for about $10. You can imagine if you're a football fan, Jim Harbaugh, coach of the San Francisco 49ers, that's all you need to know. All right, if you're not a football fan, just Google Jim Harbaugh's pants and you'll see what I was sporting as the manager slash owner of the local Loveland Quiznos here. But every time I did inventory, I was like, this sucks. I mean, this is the worst day ever. I knew it was coming every day. And you had to put the stuff in there. It was lifting heavy boxes, moving stuff around, marking and labeling. Because towards the end of my illustrious nine-month Quiznos ownership career, they came out with this bright idea that everything needed a sticker. Meaning whenever you cut turkey on the old Hobart slicer, by the way. The Hobart slicer is the same thing you see in the deli wherever you get your meat sliced. Yeah, I was running that thing and about chopped all my digits off the first day I used it. But again, another story for another day. But if you sliced a turkey, gets the old stamparoonie on there saying August 2005, August 1st. And then if they came in and did an audit on your store, then if it was past the date, whatever it was, 7 days, you get a little black mark against you. Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. If you don't think franchises are like the equivalent of having a job, the only thing difference is you kind of can do what it is you want to do. But let me tell you, you're paying that 6-8% royalty fee back to the company. Everything's got to look like if you walk into a Quiznos store in Montana, it should look exactly like the Quiznos store does in Cincinnati, which makes sense, right? I mean, well, for a company that doesn't go bankrupt like Quiznos did. But if it were a McDonald's or a Subway, one of the ones that were run really effectively, you want to have the same experience when you walk into a McDonald's in Montana as you do as one in Cincinnati. So it makes sense. Look, you got a winning formula. You set it up that way. But yeah, towards the end, when I was going under, they knew I was going under. See, back in May, for example, 2005, they had me speaking. They identified early the power of the guy that could speak that owned the Quiznos. They would literally have me come to the hotel meetups where they would do – I would go to a Marriott. Check this out. This is so funny, man. What's today's podcast? Oh, it's about doing the hard work behind the scenes, working in the dungeon all day. I'm having a lot of fun with the show today, though, so just let me go. Just let me – I'm halfway delirious, by the way, all this work I've done. I'll get to that in a minute, but I'm having some fun. I hope you're having fun. Just go ahead and drive, be on your treadmill, go to the gym. Shout out to Ken, who hit me up on Twitter as well and Facebook, letting me know that his workouts are so much better and faster. Listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Appreciate you, Ken. So when they knew I was going under, well, prior to that, they would have me speaking at all these events at the Marriott, locally in Cincinnati. And we want to bring up one of our brand new owners and a really sharp cookie and one of our more successful. This guy is a shining star within Quiznos, Mr. Sam Crowley. Give it up for Sam, everybody. Woo-hoo! There's like 20 people there. I'm making it sound much greater than it was. And it reminded me just like my job because I had to, you know, hey, the biggest benefit, though, hey, if you come speak at the Marriott in front of everybody, we'll buy the food for the get-together from your store. I'm like, okay. So there's another $80 of revenue that came in today. Woohoo! Less, my profit margin was about $16 on all that stuff. So what it doesn't include what everybody was stealing from me as well. But, boy, do I sound negative about the Quiznos. They had a toaster there at the Marriott, a toast and subs. It was quite a bizarre scene now that I look back on it. But then when they found out when I was going under, oh, wow, hey, we got to go inspect Crowley's store. And then they were, I all of a sudden went from being the darling of the queue to being like the black sheep of the queue. Like I had leprosy. Nobody wanted to come near me unless they were doing an inspection of the store. And then they would, you know, come in and give me all these lower ratings, like those stickers I was talking about on the turkey and the ham and all that stuff. Really wild, man. That was another eye-opening experience. Like, you know, when you're going down with the ship, everybody deserts except the people that really love you. You know, my wife was there. Obviously, my kids, they didn't know. As long as I got the free goldfish that I gave them when they came into Quiznos, they loved it, you know. And the soups. Oh, the soups. You know what we did with the broccoli soup? Anytime, if there's even a Quiznos still open, I don't know if they're still in business, but whenever you go in, they may not run it like I did, but Jamie told me this, my manager that couldn't say the R's. Hey, the broccoli soup, boss, what we do with that is we put that back in storage at the end of the day and in the freezer, and we heat it back up the next day on the burners. So, you know, we save the soup. I'm like, really? How long have you been doing that? Because I've actually come into this Quiznos and had the broccoli soup before I ever even thought about buying it. Oh, yeah, we've been doing it forever, boss. We've been doing it forever. Like, okay, cool. All right, well, hey, now that we're all about dollars and cents, I'm all for it. So we would, the unused broccoli soup that never got eaten, let's say it was like a quarter of the can, we would just fill that baby right back into a little pot, you know, like stainless steel pot there, a little container, and put it back in the fridge, and we'd bring it back out. We'd reheat that baby. Oh, geez, I don't know. It came in a bag. When it got delivered on inventory day, it came in a bag frozen. And from the bag, it got heated up, let's say, on day one. And in the summertime, soup isn't a huge seller. So let's just say, let's if this was day one, day two, probably a quarter of it's gone. By day three, half of it's gone. Probably 3-4 days of reheating that same soup, charging the same price. Like, you didn't get the reheated price. You got the same price. I'm sorry for laughing, but I'm still scratching my head that I was actually in that business. Had a lot of fun, though. Learned a lot. Met a lot of good people. Actually, no, I didn't meet a lot of good people. But I learned a lot. But what I, you know what I did learn, in all seriousness, going through that process, man, there's days in your business where you're not going to see the revenue. You're not going to see the results that day. You're going to put in a lot of work. There's some days you put in work. It's like 10 times the work you put on a day. Some days you wake up and you've got a ton of money in your bank account, or you had a great sales day, like all the sales just happen to line up. Well, why do they? If you're in sales, like we're all in sales, we all sell something, whether you actually call yourself a salesperson or not, doesn't matter. We're all selling something, whether it's ourselves, our product, our service, whatever it is. And there's certain days you wake up and you don't have to do a thing and everything is just perfect. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you're in sales, that all the big hitters came in, the orders got placed that day. Yeah. And then there's days you put in a ton of work. I mean, more than the law allows. Seems like you never even slept. You put in so much work, you got nothing. You know what I mean? Just, you got nothing. And yet, you know that if you do that every single day for a sustained amount of time, you're going to absolutely be swimming in abundance. But yet, that's why. I mean, that really is the secret sauce. You know what I'm talking about? Like, not just entrepreneurs, employees as well. If they don't see the results and the recognition right away, they tend to get negative and give up, or they turn sour. You know, it's like, well, that didn't work today. Well, it did. Something's working. I mean, just because it didn't work in the sense where you got that immediate gratification. In your business right now, even in your life and relationships, if you're planting positive seeds in those, something's working. It's working behind the scenes. I mean, you may not be able to see it, all right? Maybe not to touch it, feel it, smell it, but it's working. Trust me, I'll tell you that right now. You can't help but be successful if you sow seeds every single day into your business, for example, since we're talking about business today. And I know you got those grinder days, man. Today I was doing keyword research, putting a bunch of videos together for this home business that I'm now involved in. Yeah, I should probably let you know. If you want to find out more about it, just go to myonlinecashmachine.com, myonlinecashmachine.com. And I put together a sales funnel as well. And it's a very cool business. It's a high-ticket business, high-ticket network marketing business, where basically if you can just get traffic to the sales page, you're going to make a ton of money. So my buddy Christian Henneke put together a great, well, he didn't put together this, well, he did. I guess it's a Video Ninja software, and it's combined with this keyword research, SE Cockpit. And I'm doing keyword research on a lot of long tail keywords. I may have lost half the people listening right now, but just bear with me, all right? What I'm trying to do is rank YouTube videos online quickly and get them immediately off of YouTube and into the sales funnel, all right? And the actual sales funnel landing page for this is makemoneyvideocourse.com, makemoneyvideocourse. So what I want to do is, a first step, do, if you were the person viewing the video, you watch the video, all of them are no more than about a minute, I want to get you off that video page as fast as possible, clicking the link in the description that takes you right to that Make Money video course, all right, opt-in page. And then from there, you go right through the funnel, and then from there, it's a numbers game. It's a complete, perfectly wired machine, well-oiled machine. It's a numbers game that spits out money at the end. I know because it's already happening for me. And so all I did today was keyword research. And yesterday, I shot videos based on the keyword research I did yesterday. So for example, I uploaded the video to YouTube at 2 o'clock today or so, and it was titled Make Money Online Australia. And then I uploaded another video titled Make Money Online Singapore. And wouldn't you know, within an hour, they were both on page one of YouTube for those keywords. Craziest thing, because I was following the directions here that Christian was telling me to do. So I thought that was absolutely wild. So there was a little bit of that instant gratification that we talked about. Even though I'm not going to see leads right away today going from the video to the landing page into the funnel and earning income, I'm going to. Probably 30 days from now. Heck, maybe 60 or 90 days from now. But if I don't do the work, today's July 15th, 2014. If I don't do the work today, I'm never going to see the results. So if you don't do the work today in your business that you know needs to be done, nobody's going to be there high-fiving you. Nobody's going to be in there stroking a check to you. Nobody's going to be there giving out the Benjamins and the cash and putting it in your pocket. But you have to put the work in today in order to get the results tomorrow. I know you know that. I know that, okay? But we don't always do that because it's not really sexy putting your nose to the grindstone, turning off all the distractions, and getting to work. But let me tell you, that's what being an entrepreneur is certainly about, but that's what just being a smart business person is about. When you work when everybody else is sleeping, when you work when everybody else is playing, you're going to have results when everyone else is kind of looking around and wondering what happened. You are actually the person that's going to actually be making things happen. So do the work. I hope you enjoyed today's show, had laughed a little bit. It was actually fun to take a trip down memory lane. You got to laugh, man. Have you ever failed that bad? I mean, can you just imagine the state I was in? And oh boy, I was losing weight too back in 2005. Stress beyond belief, wasn't eating. Even if I was eating, I was always on my feet. Never sat down till 10 o'clock at night. Running like a madman. But it all worked out. Just love life, man. And if the best advice I can give you is just smile. If all you got to give right now is a smile, give it to somebody. Because you know what? You'll feel a hell of a lot better for doing it. And the sun's still going to come up tomorrow. You know, there's no angle against you. There's nothing personal out there targeted towards you. It's just the life rewards action takers and people that can give a smile. Those two things I know for sure. All right. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.